Welcome, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. How's everybody doing today? I decided to do a quick show here. Like I said yesterday, I was just in a quick show. It ended up being an hour, but everybody that got a message received their message. Just following up, I was featured on a show today by the Intuitive Well-Being Podcast, and it was definitely awesome. Did a few readings for friends of hers, and it was wonderful. Just sitting here following up. My son's doing the awesome Tibetan singing bowl in the background. Sounding beautiful. Yes, yes. So, let's see what's going on today. Welcome, T. How are you? I was, like, featured on a podcast today. How you doing? Did you come in there? I don't know. I was reading and, like, you know, I get in my little zone when I read. Have you heard this music, T? You know, Bruce? Bruce sent me this music and made this music for me. It's pretty nice of him. Definitely. Just coming on here to see what's going on, honestly. See how everybody's feeling. Just follow up. I did those readings today and seeing if anybody needs a reading. When are you going to get a reading, T? Is it time? Is it time for your reading? I am just vibing over here. I don't know, people are sending me messages after I send them my show. Yeah, so, but I'm just vibing out, enjoying the day. I was a little nervous about the show. What's up, Sober Mike? But it was pretty good. I enjoyed it, so, yeah. I'm gonna see if anybody needs a reading today and try to connect. Yeah, there's two other lives going on, I am aware. Just wanted to follow up today. I was featured on that show today with Heather Maxfield on the Health Max podcast, which Intuitive Well-Being, and it was nice. You're just relaxing, Mike? Just relaxing. Where are you at, Mike? Are you the same Mike that I know? The other Mike? Are you the other Mike too? Or are you just a separate Mike? Vancouver, so you're a different Mike than Alpha Mike. I thought maybe so you got sober from Red Bulls being Alpha Mike or something and just being a goof, but welcome, welcome. How are you feeling today? Just relaxing and in a good mindset or what? He's ignoring me. He's not typing to me today. I have a feeling he's in here. I think he's in here. How do I see who's in here, you guys? On the phone app. That's something I gotta learn. Was somebody trying to call? Oh no, that wasn't somebody trying to call. How do I see who's in here? Oh, whatever. Anyway, so we're going to see if anybody wants to come in or wants a reading real quick, but I was just following up, waiting on my cards to get here, my new deck. It's a really beautiful deck. I had a cool little interview. She introduced me, and I did three quick one-card readings in her podcast, and it was like a 40-minute podcast, and it was good. They were all very receptive. What's up, Sue? I went to that interview, but then I decided to go live afterwards. Hi, 2K. I seen that you were on, and I apologize after that I had already started, or else I wouldn't have went on, but I had told everybody that I would go live. I know. I smoked, you know, Sue. So I elevated my mind, and I got a little distracted for a minute. You should know me by now, girl. Come on. Come on now. Let's see if... I don't know if I got... I sent this to somebody. But, yeah. Just sitting here. I know Yana. I owe Yana a reading from the other day. We got Jack Black here. Jet Black? Radio? Is that who that is? Thank you, 2K. Glad to see you, hon. You enjoy work. Hopefully it's not too bad. What's for 3 hours, Sue? Let's see what you said. You were waiting on me for 3 hours? You did not wait for me for 3 hours, girl. Maybe the other day, not today. It was only like 20 minutes. Supposed to be 10. It was 20. Did you miss me, Sue? Do you need another reading? Are you feeling all up in your feelers today? It was not 45 minutes. Look at you. Nope. If I let you call in, you're going to dragon breathe on me today? Get that dragon growl going. I'm burning some Palo Santo. No? What you going through, babe? What you going through? I know the gist of the situation, but here, try to connect you.
How you doing, Poe?
I'm good, Sue. How are you? Yeah. Let's turn down music a little bit.
Yeah, how you doing? No problem. I went live. I'm like, I'm waiting for Poe. And then when I checked my email, I came back. I saw your notification come up. I'm like, shit, let's go over here. I've been waiting for her this whole time. So, shit, I'm waiting for you trying to buy time and shit. I'm like, let me go live. You know? So, nah, it's all love. It's all love, Poe. Because... Last time I saw you said in 5 minutes. Next thing I know, it's been an hour. I didn't went to the store.
It was
and
not that
back.
Long.
Shit, you Look tripping. You. It was. Because Taz went long. Back up like twice.
Twice? She went twice? Look. See, like y'all twice. Need to message me. I'm on Instagram. Y'all got me on Instagram and Twitter. You can message me that way too.
Yeah, but you know what?
Get on my ass. Instagram. Sometimes I get high and like distracted. And I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta go do this. And then I'm like making sure the kid's not gonna like interrupt the situation. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. Hi, Belle. Everybody, thank you for coming in. I want to say, I totally appreciate you guys coming to show love and represent and support and the Intuitive Wellbeing podcast. It was amazing. Thank you for coming, and I just enjoyed doing the reading. So what's going on, Sue? You need a reading? Look, she went into the Matrix and came back to us. You gonna call again, or do I have, what's up, Sue? You there? Thank you. This music, Heather, is actually Todd Norian. I do not own the rights. It's on my YouTube. It's Bija or Biha. I will spell it for you. It's awesome, beautiful, calming music. And this is usually one of his songs. I play this up here. Oh, she's gone now. She left. She can call back in and we can do a reading for Sue. Yana, when are you going to want a reading? I owe you a good reading, babe. Here's Sue. Yes,
yeah,
Sue.
Yeah, my
welcome
bad.
Back.
I really want you to take some time.
You're
I'm
in
not
the Matrix,
being
Sue.
Playing,
the
but,
Matrix, Sue.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't really want to take some time. I want to get some other people to take their time. But, yeah, I'm going through a whole lot. So we can schedule another time where you can just focus on me, because I ain't trying to go back to where I just came from. But motherfuckers, they pushing that button, man. So
look, Yana's busy right now. She has to work. Band, who keeps on saying he wants a reading, but it does not show up. Hi, Hi, Casey. Look, Kay Dizzle says that I do that to her too, Sue, that I say I'm going to go live and don't. But so, yeah. Anyways, you can have a reading, Sue. Kay Dizzle needs a reading sometime soon, but she's my neighbor. She gets it anytime. She has me at her beck and call. She can come storm in my house.
I'm not rooting nobody.
You're not stepping on no toes, Sue. Stop that shit. Come on. Which one? You know the decks. You've seen the, and excuse my language, I do curse. I am spiritual as fuck, and I apologize. I'm all real. This is, my mom curses worse than me, and so I've toned it down as much as possible. I slip up. Sue, you've seen my cards on Instagram or Twitter?
I ain't got no Instagram. Nah, I picked the colors. I think it was orange, blue. What was the colors?
Orange, blue, and purple. We got the psychic tarot, the soul coaching, or the magic of
purple. My favorite, my daughter's favorite color, purple.
Okay, so we're gonna go here, and I'm gonna see what. Thank you, T. I love you. We're gonna see what spread is calling to me for you, because I feel like you need some. You need to analyze this situation a little bit. So we got a 3-card spread, maybe? Past, present, and future? Or we can do, I mean, if you want to go intense, we could do a 7-card spread if you want. That is the question and the answer spread.
Yeah, bet. 7.
Okay.
The gambler, baby. Shooting dice. 7-11.
It's that number, girls. All right. So I'm going to get the cards out. Let me move my... got to move my little keyboard out of the way so I have enough room. And we'll get this deck for, or this going for you. Thank you for sharing the show. Hi, Marty. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. Just following up, we're doing a reading for Sue because we love our Sue. She's going through a little bit of situation and got to help her out here. I appreciate you guys for sharing the show and coming in here and showing me support. I had an awesome little session on Intuitive Wellbeing Podcast with Heather Maxfield earlier, and did a reading, and it was quite amazing. Hello, special character. Thank you for sharing. How are you? Oh, my coffee. He knows the way to my heart. Definitely knows the way to my heart. So I dropped 2 cards out while I was shuffling right now. So you got an extra message in addition to the 7-card spread. Just so you know, it's going to be a 9-card spread, but the 2 cards will be waiting till the end. It's an extra little situation. Oh, that's why I didn't see you going live earlier. Special character is setting up his new audio interface. I'm so excited to see the craziness he's going to get us into soon, you guys. So I'm going to shuffle the cards. And, I'm going to cut the deck now. No worries, Heather. I'm going to cut the deck. And we got our first card. Is the past. The second card is the present and the question at hand. The third card is the hidden influences. The fourth card is the attitudes of others around you. The fifth card is the best action to take. The sixth card is the obstacles in your path. And the seventh card is the final outcome. Okay, Sue? Is Sue still here? Hi, yeah. Lissa. Yeah. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast, you guys. Okay, Sue's still here. She just put it on mute. We have a 7-card question and answer spread that's going on, and she had 2 cards that jumped out. We are connecting with Sue today and bringing some answers for her because we love Sue. The first card, babe, was the Two of Swords. Okay? So we're going to look up what the swords represent for you. This is the past. Things that you have dealt with in the past. And how I do my readings, if anybody is here that hasn't seen or been witness to my readings, I ask that my client opens up that energy and allows me to connect with them in order to pull out a message for them, whatever they need to hear. Chill Jelly, look, I appreciate you showing up. However, if there's not any love and support here, I ask that this is a sacred space, and I appreciate you to not talk like that. I am all for humor and stuff, but it's a place where I hold space for others, and I ask for you to respect that, please. So we got the upright meaning for the Two of Swords, the past. Makes a lot of sense, Sue. It is a temporary impasse, a time to pause and reconsider your options. Now, anybody may not know, Sue is a returning citizen, and she is coming back into the society, actually, and reintegrating herself and trying to find her what she's supposed to do, I believe. She's a little bit lost, and she's trying her best to stay motivated and positive, but she keeps, you know, from this. Sue, from what I'm getting, it's like you're doing your best, and you keep keeping your mind right, and then people just keep pushing those buttons, and you try, and you try, and you practice those things that you've learned, and you're taught yourself, and all that stuff. Now you're just like, man, can't I get a break? Just know, babe, that just try not to let them into your head. Don't give them the space in your mind and in your awareness and everything for that. It's hard. It really is. But try to shift. Get yourself out of there. I know it's hard. What you're going through, babe, do anything and everything, whether it's like a mental escape, whether you have to take your physical body out of that room, whatever it is, try to just get out of that. It says, although this card can be considered neutral, there may be frustration and indecision. A common meaning in readings is procrastination. This applies to you. Take a logical look at your situation and then make the best decision you can and move forward. So it's the past card, and you had that time to look at what you needed to do to move forward. You had the time to pause, like this card is stating, through what you were going through, and you've had a lot of time to think about where you want to go and what you want to do. And try to remember that, okay? We're going to switch the card to the, it is the question at hand, the present time, and it's the Ten of Pentacles is the card that showed up. We'll see what the Pentacles has to offer us. And the message for you, Sue. It is the reversed meaning. It is upside down. So it says it warns of inheritance disputes and a family discord about money and property. Symbolically, it can predict problems stemming from outdated family traditions that now restrict younger generations. Blood ties are restrictive and not supportive. So you're having issues with the financial situation. We know that. But you're having an issue with, like, defending yourself with the family about your situation? Does that make sense? Okay. So try to remember that even though it seems like it's not out of love, they have no idea how to come at it in a constructive way with you. They're concerned, but it comes out as like accusatory in a sense. Try to ignore that and try to remember it's out of love because it is family. And even though they are family, don't have to deal with them and the bullshit. Because if they make you feel like crap about it, then you don't have to entertain what they have to say. Okay? You focus on you and show them. Don't hold that space for them to get in your head. Don't give them that satisfaction. Don't give your power to them like that, Sue. Okay, does that make sense? The hidden influences that need to be considered, the third card, is the Hierophant. Okay, and it's the number 5. And Sue, you're on Twitter. I will send you a private message with all the with a picture of your read. Okay. The key words, this is a major arcana card, and the key words, mentors, spiritual authority, instruction, traditional wisdom, and unity. So these are the things that are the hidden influences that need to be considered. So this person that you're dealing with, this situation that you're dealing with, thank you, Ralph, so much for coming in here to the Holy Shift podcast. We're just giving Sue a reading. Thank you for sharing. This person that you're dealing with has some this person you're dealing with is God, very like religious, you know? So I'm closing my eyes because the thoughts are coming. And they have this like very strict picture of how somebody should live their life, or they're sinning, or this isn't the right way for you, or if you don't repent for this, or, you know, they're very accusatory for you. And I feel like it's because of their religion or their background. This is the hidden influences now. And the question or the issue was... the dealing with the others, right? So the Hierophant is a symbol of religious authority, the book says. His traditional ecclesiastical dress and crook signify his role as a guardian of the church and shepherd of the people. Number 5 signifies unification, and he is the spiritual companion of the high priestess. So Sue, you still hold some of that to your heart because that's how you grew up too. However, you have a battle with it. This person you're dealing with, so it says inspiring words from a respected individual, like what they told you, it may have kind of hit you the wrong way, but like you don't want to disappoint this person in a way, maybe, and that's why you're so battled with it. So the book says an opportunity to learn, the unlocking of truths that bring freedom, a time to commit to future growth through further education, career development, or a love relationship. An alternative meaning of the card is marriage. I feel like it's a marrying of your past with your present because you're still in. You have no shame of what you've went through, but you still battle yourself about what brought you to that situation. Is that correct? Like you're disappointed you allowed yourself to get to that point, but it was for a reason. You couldn't go on without, you were defending yourself and you still battle that. You still battle with yourself about that. Right? Or no? It says, Sue, that there are new opportunities now. Stop holding on to the bullshit of the past, okay? Stop holding on to that regret and that shame and that frustration and that anger and all the crap. Stop holding on to it. it messes with your head every day, and then other people are able to trigger even more emotion about it. If you weren't holding on to that, it wouldn't affect you what other people said so bad. Because you gotta let go of that shit, because you're your worst critic, babe. If these people were telling you this stuff and you didn't feel it in your heart, then it would have no effect on you. But you're still holding it over your own head. That's why it's messing with you so freaking hard. You gotta stop that. Stop holding it over yourself. You are such an amazing person, Sue, that has grown so much. Even just you, we can see your progress day to day, babe. We all go through cycles. We do the tango. We have our little missteps, and like our mindset gets frustrated and we can't hold it. But you're handling yourself. You're not letting nothing hold you back, and your mindset is amazing. Today, don't let that define you. Your past, don't let that crap define you. Right now, right this present moment, you are shifting what you need to keep you on the path that you see for yourself. You see your goals. Don't let anything fog up that picture. It says there are opportunities now to experience life at a higher level. You may also find that the Hierophant symbolizes a source of comfort during difficult times, along with the knowledge that you are supported by the universe. Whatever you do, whatever is in the past, whatever is earlier this morning, whatever is going on just a minute ago and inside your head, just let that shit go and know that you got everything you need in order to achieve that goal. Stop letting the past fog your future. Okay? So, I'm going to move on to the next card, which is the attitudes of others around you. The Knight of Cups. So, let's see what the Knight of Cups say. It's the upright position. It says, the amiable Knight of Cups possesses dreamy ambition and has fond feelings towards you. And his arrival in a reading can predict offers, proposals, new relationships, or friends. However, he may not be as action-driven as he first appears. So you could find yourself questioning exactly what he is offering to you. You, for one, do that anyways. Hi Pod God, hi Claire, thank you for joining the Holy Shift podcast. You question anything that's offered to you anyways because of the things that you have been through in the past. Okay? Be aware of what, so there's something, and it's a different situation than the family member that is like got you frustrated. There's an opportunity for you that you're skeptical of jumping at because you're not sure if it's going to turn out the way you want it to. And again, it's that judgment of yourself now too, your past, your judgment, your thoughts of it, as well as this person that's saying something about, maybe you like express this proposal or this opportunity to this person and they're like, they're having some sort of feeling towards it. I don't know. And that's what you're so fucking torn about. And I'm sorry I'm cursing, but that's why you're so torn. So I curse when I feel your frustration. I don't know. So you can like, yes, no, acknowledge or not, whatever you know, let me know if that's accurate. But just know that if it feels right, go with it. Be aware, but see how it plays out, okay? Just see how this plays out. We're going to go on to the next card, which is the best action for you to take. So with this proposal and this opportunity that you've been presented, let's see what the best action to take is. The next card is the Wands. It is the Knight of Wands. So you just had the Knight of Cups for for the attitudes of others around you, but this is the best action to take for yourself. The Knight of Wands. I'm trying to find it in here, you guys. Okay. It's upright. This card indicates the advent of real progress in matters of business and creative affairs. Sue, I feel like maybe you should follow, you should, like I said, go along and see how this plays out, okay? See how this plays out. The Knight is a symbol of intuitive force, so you know, you have a feeling about the situation and your family members clouding your judgment of it. It indicates fast-moving deals, long-awaited decisions. One interpretation is moving house. Sue? Is that what... Sue, moving house. You know, I know how that big it, how big that is for you. As someone you know, he is a charismatic and action man. So let's read that again. This card indicates the advent of real progress in matters of business and creative affairs. The Knight is a symbol of intuitive force, indicating fast-moving deals and long-awaited decisions. One interpretation is moving house. As someone you may know, he is a charismatic action man. So, this opportunity is somebody you trust, maybe, or an opportunity is going to present itself with somebody that you do trust and that you know that this is solid. So, your intuition is right, is what this card is pretty much telling me. Follow it. Hi, Crystal. Follow your intuition, Sue. You know that this is going to be the right step for you to take, so just, like I said, you've got to follow it. The obstacle in your path is number 6, and that card is the 4 of Pentacles, and it is upright. A successful venture...
What? You doing a great job, and I just got the email. My Zoom meeting about to start, but I'm gonna be back if you're doing somebody else. I got you, but
and I'm gonna take a picture of these cards, babe, and we'll do the last 2 card readings. Okay, so that's an awesome spot to kind of stop because like it leaves us cliffhanging, and this read is really beautiful, Sue.
But listen, Poe, this is what I want you to do when you continue. Like if I'm down, you asking questions, I just want to take all that shit in. So whatever you come up. I know sometimes I'll be like, yes, you're on the right track, accurate and stuff like that. I just want you to just go with that shit and let me process that shit. Just go with whatever, how you explain that shit and then I process it. But you doing amazing. Right. You starting to scare me though. you hitting shit on the, I'm telling you, you hitting shit on the, yeah. But I'm going to be right back if you just email me, okay, Poe?
No worries. And I feel like this is a good situation, whatever the Zoom call is. Go get it, girl. I love you.
All right, that's a bet.
That's a bet, man. Thank you, Poe.
No problem, baby.
Keep that bread, too. Keep that bread.
How you doing, Taz? Everybody, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. Thank you for joining. We got cut short with Sue. She's got some situations going. We got a cliffhanger here, you guys. I guess you got to tune in whenever she comes back, right? Girl, how you doing, Taz?
Girl, spiritual advisor.
What's up with you today? How you feeling?
Okay. Really good, honestly. Really good, honestly. I feel happy all the time. That's a blessing. I'm just trying to dabble into something kind of new. And I just want to see if anything sticks out to you.
All right, so.
It's echoing.
We'll turn it down just a little bit. Yana, if you could call in too after, we're going to pull, I need a soul coaching for you, Taz, is what I get the feeling. A soul coaching, and so we'll pull a card for you to, like, keep that in your mind, the question or the guidance that you need, and we'll definitely pull this card for you. We got Yana here.
I got a mask on, ponytail.
You got what?
A mask on, ponytail.
No. Why? Where are you at?
I'm at home, but my grandma got some man coming here looking at something.
Oh, okay. Tell his ass to wear a mask. Sorry. It's your space. No. All right, you guys. I've got the cards out, and we're going to pull a card for Taz to give her some guidance on this situation. She's going through this venture, and she wants to know if it's the right path to take. I get the feeling that Taz needs to stop doubting herself. I mean, she has all this confidence.
That's out of the window.
You got all this confidence in speaking and just being your goofy ass self, and I absolutely love every bit of you. Okay? So stop doubting this venture is my first intuition.
Okay, so here's my thing. I'm not doubting it. I just want to know that it's like the right time right now, since I'm already focused on something else. I tend to start shit and not finish it. So that's why I just want to see if something like comes to me, you know?
So is your heart fully in what you are in the midst of now? Hi, Roxanne.
Absolutely.
I love you. It is? So you're going to finish that regardless, even if you start something new. And if you start this something new, you usually are spur of the moment, go with it. Yeah. Screw it. Don't even think about it, right?
Right.
You taking the time to even consider, is this the right time, shows you that you have thought it out more than you realize, and that it is, okay? So let's pull the card and see what the card says.
Okay.
Awakening. And I love that every time I read you, because you're so open and receptive to my energy for some reason. I just get chills every time I say the card, because I can feel that, I don't know, I feel you, Taz. It's pretty cool. So I'm going to take a picture of this card, because Taz is on my Instagram, and we're going to show her real quick. The affirmation on the card says, I am joyously and aware and ready for anything.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, now just
literally when I knew it.
She already got the message she needed right there with that. Let's see where are
I'm
you,
Taz? I'm somebody else because I don't want to hog up your line.
No, I'm gonna read this because you need to hear it.
Okay.
But that's your information that you already need. Where the fuck are you, Taz? I'm sorry.
You want to message you? Or
yes.
What you like a message?
Why are you missing? Maybe I'm on the wrong. Oh no, there you are. Sorry, you guys.
Maybe.
Bear with me.
Just maybe. Okay.
All right. So there's the card.
Okay.
And let's see.
I'm joyously awake and aware and ready for anything. I love it. And you know the funny thing is, I'm buying flowers today, or like not flowers, but plants for my room.
Because there's two different flowers in this card, you guys. There's a couple flowers and a butterfly. And it's just all carefree in the field, just by the flowers and nature. It's just a really pretty card, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really
Everything's for a reason. The messages that you're getting through the card is exactly why I love to send the pictures, because I may be able to see one thing and the client or the person I'm reading will get something else because they have you know, a certain predisposition to flowers, or they knew what they were going to do the other day, or somebody had said something about that when they were dealing with a situation. So there's always a message in everything.
Holy shit.
The card meaning says it's time to wake up and step out of your routine and notice what's truly occurring around you. Don't be lulled into complacency. Awaken your potential and power. Move, shake, and take action. You're opening to your true spiritual path, Taz. So this is the confirmation that you're needing. The forces of nature, the book says, are propelling you in the direction of your destiny. You're awakening to your higher self and spiritual vibrations. This card appears when you're ready to be aware and take notice of things as they really, truly are, and take off your blinders. See what's really important in your life. Search for the essence of what's true, authentic, and real. Take a deep breath, Taz. Go out into the forest.
I just keep seeing the forest. Are you where there's trees, a lot of trees that you can go to?
Yes, I'm at Lowe's. Welcome to the garden section right now. Holy
so
shit.
go to the forest and just sit there and look up through the trees at the sky. Okay, that's what I feel like okay. you need to do, and just gain some insight and just be at one with nature. Get your flowers, garden, do all that, but just know that you know your path. Calm yourself down and follow your gut.
Okay. Yeah, the calming down is going to be a little difficult, but I can do anything.
That's what the nature is going to help you do. That's the forest. That's the connecting and grounding.
I'm so happy. I literally knew I was going to, I knew you were going to send me this message, but the one thing that I did notice about the picture is that if you look at it, the details in the picture, everything, there's like two of everything. Like there's two clouds.
Yeah.
Like there's her hair. Like if you were like to cut the lady in half, she would be like even. Like she would be very symmetrical.
And then and you like know what that means, flowers. Right? Because you have two things going on at once. You usually don't finish them. And again, before I even read the book, it was saying that I was telling you, you're going to finish what you're supposed to finish. But you're going on now your new adventure. So you got this, girl. Stay confident and don't question yourself.
Okay. Wow. I needed that, though. I love talking to you. You're the best.
Oh, no problem. I love you. Thank you.
You're awesome. Have a good one, dear. I'll be in the comments. Hey,
no problem. I appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming in, Sky Legend. I love you, Tess.
Wait, hold on.
Thank you for coming into Holy Shift. We got Yana Kai here. Been waiting to give her a reading for how long now? About a week?
Yeah, it's just always bad timing.
Right. And, ooh, I found these other two cards for Sue that I almost forgot, you guys. I'm glad I seen them. So what card deck are you needing, Yana?
Ah, I forgot them.
Get your butt to the pictures, girl.
What is that?
So you're also getting the first one card read from my new deck whenever it comes. I should maybe check my mail, but on Instagram or somewhere in our shared media, because I think I've sent it to you. And yeah.
There's what's the colors? Remind me of the colors.
So there's the yellow, the soul coaching. There's the purple, that's the tarot. And then there's also the blue, which is the psychic tarot. And hi, Ralph. Good vibes. Blue. We're getting the psychic tarot today. All right. So what reading are we doing, Yana? What do you need today, babe?
Guidance. I need guidance.
Okay, so we have a 5-card spread that could be past, present, future, distant past, immediate future, distant future.
All right, let's do distance future.
So we'll do the 5-card. So that gives you all of those, okay? So it's a 5-card description. Or we could do just like a past, present, future. We'll do the 5-card because you wanted the distant.
Yeah.
Hi, Zoe. Welcome and thank you. I love you, Taz. Thank you so much, you guys. We're just shuffling the psychic tarot deck for Yana. We're going to give her a 5-card read. We're in a hiatus with Sue because she had a little situation. She had some stuff going on, and I have a feeling of some good stuff going on in that call.
Hopefully so.
I feel like it. I'm hoping so too. So how was work today, Anna? How's baby girl?
It's cool. I'm over here disinfecting from that man.
The what?
The man, he came in and like looked at my grandma's treadmill, but he was by my workstation, so I'm disinfecting.
Oh. Put up your bubble, girl. Tell him it's not his space. All right, let's see. We got the cards. And we're going to do the present is the first card. And then the second card
is the past.
My accent.
Third card is the immediate future. Your accent? I wonder where he's from. So I know. I wonder what his accent is. We got the distant past, and we've got the distant future all here for us, Yana. So I know a little. I have an idea of what the reading you want is, and you can either speak on it or not. Keep it to yourself. You know how I feel about it. I'd rather not know. The first card that comes to us is the present card. And I flip it over, and it is wisdom. You already have all the wisdom you need to get what you want. You know from all the stuff that you've been through that you're gonna, you know exactly what you want for your future. Okay? And I know you know that makes sense pertaining to what you were talking about earlier with me. We're gonna go and see what wisdom has to offer in the book. It says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. This card illustrates that there's a spiritual teacher who's about to influence you or step into your life to impart his or her wisdom. Look around. Is there someone in your life who has the acumen, education, knowledge, and ability to integrate spirituality and its laws into the constraints of the physical world? Could this be a compassionate person who offers guidance and inspiration and reminds you that you're so much more than a physical being? You're also a spiritual being with unlimited potential. What do you have to say about that, Yana?
Poe, is it talking about you?
I didn't want to say that shit because I had a feeling you were going to say that. I want to tell you, okay, so I'm blushing right now because I'm like, shut up. You need to follow the law of attraction, baby girl. You are powerful. What you put out there, that energy, I'm not going to get it. When is it going to come? It's taking forever. It's going to take forever with that attitude, girl. You're stressed on it. You're worried about it. You know, it's like you're impatient about it. And I completely understand. Trust me. I was there. I did the same exact thing. You're way younger than I was when I realized that how powerful that I was. Okay? Write it down. Put it out there. Then go and burn it so that energy is burned and out into the universe, right? You know what I want you to write down, right? And I'm being discreet because you don't want your business out there, but you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do it. Put it out there. Stop thinking about it. Yeah, have fun. Enjoy yourself. You know, you can look. Do your thing. Look around and see your options out there. Follow your heart with everything else you're doing. What you are desiring was going to come to you as soon as you allow it to, because you're keeping it at bay for some reason. I know it sounds weird, but you are doing that, babe. It says, you may have also drawn this card to confirm it's time to reach out and find an organization or group of like-minded individuals. You need to not focus on that aspect. You need to focus on you and developing the gifts that I've already told you that you have and that you are like trying to develop and grow, right? That's where your focus needs to be. And I have a feeling maybe that's where the connection might lie. Okay. Being part of a group where you can be yourself, share your thoughts, and get valuable feedback can infuse you and encourage you to be all that you can be. Kindred support helps you live your life to your highest ideals right there. You getting that support that you need in all aspects. Foundations have to be built before anything else happens. Okay?
finding the true inspiration and enlightenment that is part of your soul. Over time, the student often becomes the teacher, so don't be surprised when others seek out and find you. This card of wisdom is letting you know that you have so much more to share, whether you realize it or not. You're getting your information out there, okay? You're getting this out there. Oh, I wasn't there. I don't even know what phase we're talking about. But Yana knows. Hey, Loony girl, what's up, mama? Yana knows exactly what we're talking about. We have some deep conversations. Me and Yana, like, I love Yana. We've had some good conversations. But she knows exactly what I'm talking about. Stop worrying about that shit. Focus on you and growing your shit. Okay, so we're going to pull the second card, which is the past, I believe. Let me confirm. Yes, the past. And that card is accelerated motion. The number is 8 and it has an indigo border. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to take pictures for you, Yana. Let me take pictures of these two cards so you can see them real quick.
Okay.
This is the present and the past right here. Let's see. Work with me, guys. Accelerated motion. So it's a lady that she's looking at the sky and it has like a meteor shooting through the sky. It's really beautiful. She's just in awe and she's lit up just watching it fly by. Let's see. It says accelerated motion and the number 8 is there. Let's see what this card has to say in the book. Gotta try to find it. You know, I'm getting the feeling that things happened for you and everybody knows you have your baby, but you didn't. That's not how you've seen things. Your life progressed a little bit faster than you wanted it to be in that aspect. And it's not exactly in the order that you wanted it to happen, correct? So, Forrest, look at you. I had to take a second to see what was going on there. There's 5 numbers here in this deck right now for her card spread. I don't know if these numbers are going to involve your phone number. It'd be pretty funny if it did, but just saying. But things didn't happen in order that you wanted them to be with Kai and everything, and that's fine. You're fine with that. This is the past card, and this is saying kind of what you've been through. I'm trying to find it here in the book. That represents speed, flight, swift movement, hope, passion, and above all, endings to delays. So, I'm not sure if it played out. So, when you had Kai, it kind of like accelerated the finality to that relationship with her dad, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, were you guys broke up before you even had her?
No, we were together.
But you were already feeling like it was, you were checking out.
Like a little bit after.
I have a feeling that you knew certain little things that you seen that you weren't sure that you wanted your baby to constantly be witness to.
Very true.
So that helped you solidify that decision to break it off because you had a feeling and then you're like, no, so this is happening and we're in a relationship and we're going to handle this. But you know what? I do see some clues. And then finally, after you had her and those feelings and, you know, just being a mom, I know that like, you're like, nope, not going to accept her to this situation. This is not how it's going to happen. So that's what my intuition gets for that. The conditionings around you are perfect and appear to be rapidly heading in the direction of your goals and desires. So you were able to let go of that situation in order to focus on you, your baby, and your career. Luck was on your side. You had some support. Yeah, it's not the best situation, but you have everything that you do need. And you were like, I can do this. Screw it. It says your enthusiasm was at an all-time high. You didn't let anything hold you back regarding being a single mom. Realize, it says, witness the manifestation of what you've worked for and visualize. So you've seen, you wanted this happy family, but you knew that that's not how it was going to work out. You couldn't like continue in this partnership with this person, but you've seen yourself handling it as a single mom on your terms, and look at how you're doing it with your job on your terms, how you at home, a work at home mom. Yeah, you have to have some help here and there, but you have it how you wanted it to be. It's going to progress into what your soul needs it to be, if that makes sense. Okay. So it says this is a call for initiative, but you may also ask yourself, is there anything else in my life that I need to act on now? So that's like the being the motherhood and then the single working mom situation. It says it's time for you to take flight against the river of life, which you did. Trust, have faith, and go with the flow. The strong current is taking you to a positive outcome and future. And that's exactly what's happened, right? You're in a situation you don't see as the picture perfect. However, it's not as bad as it could be. And you know that. And you appreciate what you've got going at the moment. You know what you need to do to build into what you see for your goals, though, as well. We're going to go to your immediate future. Card number 3. I love this card for you. I've never pulled this card, Yana.
What is it?
It's a good card for this. Just for what I know. Firm foundation. It's beautiful. It's got a guy, and there's a red square kind of at the small of his back, and he's facing a mountain, and the number is 4, which is your life path number. I find that significant. Yeah, it's like firm foundation. You're setting yourself up for an amazing, you're going to build yourself an amazing thing to come, amazing future, your career, your family, this, your relationships, everything. You're building a firm, solid foundation. That's what you hold in the future, right? Is that, look at that side. Yo, Forrest, I want to see a picture of you real quick.
Yeah, what Forrest look like?
Oh God, this is hilarious right now. Whew. Okay, you guys have no idea what me and Yana have been talking about, and this is just funny right now. This card is perfect, Yana. So you guys say that this is scary. Sue said I'm scaring her. It's accurate. You guys have no idea how intense it gets for me sometimes, because it blows my mind too. I'm still surprised by how accurate the energy can be. When people open up themselves in order for me to get a message for them, they'd probably be able to pull the same message if they had that much confidence in themselves. They're trusting me to pull this message, so they have that and they're allowing me to channel their energy. So, like, the accuracy on some of these freaking cards is crazy. Yeah, he a white pagan. Oh, gosh, you guys. So, we'll see what the book says. I ride polar bears, sorry, yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay, we're having fun today in the Holy Shift podcast. This card denotes that you have already or are currently working toward establishing a solid foundation in the material world. Using good judgment and heeding lessons from the past concerning financial matters will assist you in laying a firm groundwork. By doing so, security will have a better chance of building in the future. So along with this read, Kayana, it's more telling me that you need to follow your heart and intuition. You are building your foundation in your career. That's what you need to focus on, because you've already, that's what you've got in the forefront. You've got other things in your mind, but the career and you getting everything solid is going to bring, it's like everything else is going to fall perfectly into place. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's not something that you have to waste your time with. You get it? You have a better chance at building in the future. The material power that's now around you can either be an advantage or a disadvantage, depending on how you respond to it. Don't let your current position determine who you are.
That's true.
Yana,
that's
true. Don't let your situation right now, the position that you're in, determine who you are. And remember to give back and prime... It says, remember to give back and prime the pump of prosperity. So this is saying that with you showing love the way you do and putting out that energy and that joy and that happiness that you put out there, it's just going to bring that energy, like attracts like. It's coming back to you, that you're going to have more than you need. That's why... You giving away that you could probably use if you know, you could probably keep some things, but you're very generous with what you do. So just know that that's going to come back to you tenfold, okay? For true spiritual and material wealth is as much about giving as it is about receiving. This is the law of attraction. I'm telling you, Yana, the law of attraction is real, babe. You really need to get into it and listen to some... little talks and stuff. I'll send you a few different ones on in the messenger. It says, seek proper investment advice and realize that you don't have to hold on to your possessions too tightly, which you already know that. You're flexible and you allow things to continue to flow. So just go with the flow. Don't stress about anything. You worry about certain things and you're just comfortable with others. Try to bring that ease that you have with those other things into the things that make you feel a little uneasy, okay? This is everything you've hoped for. Your distant past is the card hope. It's, I'll send you a picture. The number 17, it's a black border. And this is the distant past. You've always had that hope that you would have all that you have imagined for yourself in life. You've had this picture, like we all do as little girls. We grow up and have this little picture of what we want our life to be about, right? It's going to fall into place, and don't stress the exact picture isn't, be open-minded, and like, it may not always look exactly like you thought it would. And I know you know that, but just stay open and know that your hope that you've had in the past is, it was all for, you know, it was all bringing you to this, and it was all for a reason, and you still have that hope within you. I'm going to read the book. It says, this is a card that focuses on the qualities of hope, faith, healing, aspiration, success, and finally enlightenment. So this is all the things that you've like hoped for to this now. What do you mean, Roxanne? To this time now? Is that what you mean? It says, when this card appears, know that a special wish you've made may be fulfilled in time. So that's perfect. Yes. The distant past till now, this hope is all appearing right now, exactly at this moment. The things that you have seen and wished for in your past, Yana, are coming into fruition, and like that impatience and that stuff, I feel like it's a, you feel the energy of it flowing to you and you don't know how to contain it. And it's like, dude, Poe, just let me know what's up, man. And that's the other day I felt that that was the frustration that you had. Just, I need something. I don't know. It's driving me crazy. I know, but I don't know. And just know that it's falling into place. It will show you that the impossible can indeed become possible, the book says. That's funny. I get chills right now reading this card to you, babe. The force that works through your soul, determining what's possible, and the difference between success over failure, and above all, who we are, is the power of your belief. I tell you guys over and over, what you think is. If you think, oh, it's taking forever, it's not going to come, oh, this and that, you know, it's going to be exactly that, right? You think everything's happening in perfect time. I am strong and powerful. I am worth it. I am enough. I am going to have, I have all the love I need. And that's just, it's there, babe. It's going to be there. This card serves as a reminder to use your natural ability of intuition. This is giving me chills because you know that you are very intuitive and you just hide it. The language of the soul is the intuition, it says. And as you reach for your goals and desires, you will feel that. The future can be yours when you have hope and trust in everything that you do. Be confident. You exude that confidence, but you've got to feel it as well. Yana, soon others will be attracted and drawn to your inner light, which we already are. You can, Forrest is evidence of that shit. learn to share your experiences and lessons for those around you. Will also realize that by having faith and pushing forward where one may have felt no hope at all is the key to success. Above all, maintaining a positive attitude starting right now, this very second, will allow your soul to soar. You'll discover an opportunity to shine as you reach for the stars. And the traditional archetype is the star. And I got chills from this. Like, girl, girl, I'm just saying. Close, Roxanne. It's not lovers, but so close, because she has to stand her ground. She definitely, that's what this card is. Stand your ground. I got to take a picture. Did I send you the hope card?
No.
I did, right?
You sent me the foundation. Wait, no.
You okay, well, I'll take a picture of the hope card. Okay. So let's see. Let me send you this card. This card is like, I don't know if it's the moon or the sun, or it's just like a planet almost. And this strong, firm guy, like he's standing his ground. I'm trying to find the messenger real quick. Here we go.
The accelerated motion.
Trying to stand his ground and like with a spear, and he's, I don't know. It's just an amazing card. It's, do you feel it? Do you feel that power he has right there? Yeah, it's crazy. I'll post this card because I've never pulled this card or Firm Foundation, Yana. And these are both cards for your future. So let's see where the stand your foundation, stand your ground is. Don't settle. That's what I'm getting from this card, is don't settle. You know, I want you to put in writing exactly what you want, okay? I want you to put exactly what you want into the atmosphere, into the universe. I want you to focus and try to become more aware of your thoughts when you're thinking them. When it switches to a thought that doesn't feel so great, switch your mindset. Shift your focus into something that feels good. Is it coming out of fear or is it coming out of love? Like we were saying on intuitive well-being, like what you do will come out of love or fear, one or the other. Try to remember where it comes from, okay? Thank you, Ash, for that confirmation. I see it over and over again. Just everything comes down to those two things. It's either love or fear in my experience. And what would you want to put out there is what I feel like. Please try to be positive in the comments, you guys. Just No drama, please. Just positive energy. We're holding sacred space for people getting ratings. Thank you, Fair Use, for coming in. We're at the Holy Shift Podcast, and we're doing a reading for Yana. We're on the last card, and she is standing her ground. This card comes at a time. This is her distant future. It's a beautiful, beautiful card to have it for your future, you know? It comes when you may be tested or challenged. So I feel like the test and the challenge is right now as you're working towards your building your foundation, okay? There may be fierce competition and potential rivals surrounding you in your personal or business life. So Yana, what you're doing out there, why are people going to want to tune in to me? Why are people going to want to watch my YouTube? Why are people going to want to hear what I got to say? Because I know your insecurity, and I've dealt with that. We've talked about some things, and I know certain things. Know that your inner strength and courage to stand your ground, it says, no matter how hard things are, is what's going to set you apart from everyone else. That's why they're going to tune into you. That's why people are drawn to your energy. You have a magnetic spirit, and you already know that. You draw a lot of people to you, and you're like, why are these people talking to me sometimes? And not to be like rude or like annoyed with it, but it's just like it's overwhelming sometimes because you have that energy. I'm telling you, I've told you this several times before. It says, don't surrender or give up the control you have. Be brave and stay true to your core life values and your belief system. Stand in your power. That part is from me. Which you are best ally. It says your belief system and values are your best allies and will help you move forward. It's important to remain clear and focused, for you may have to stand alone and defend your convictions to the end. You are always going to be fiercely independent. You're going to have somebody on your team, like relationship-wise in the as it comes, it will come in the right time, and you are realizing that. But you're going to have to defend what you do. And this is in the respect to the family I'm getting for a while, because they have some different like belief systems, and you're one of the first to challenge their thought processes. Know that you'll have to defend yourself, but it's going to be worth it in the end, okay? And you've got support. It says, maintain your health, stay strong so that you have an ample supply of energy so that you can endure anything. And what you're doing right now, you're already in the path to that. It says, as this can be a long and arduous, yet ultimately hard-won victory. So you're going to have a battle ahead. You know this and what you're going through. And this is like this is a general pretty much situation, Yana, with everything you're going through in general is going to be a little bit of a struggle, but you are taking those steps to make that firm foundation, and don't forget to stand your ground. It is for a reason. You will have to defend your reasoning for things, but it is going to be worth it. And you got this, baby. And whatever I can help you with, whenever, like, you know, we're connected. We talk every day just about, so, yeah.
I'm just taking it in, Paul.
It makes sense.
The first card, I had a question there. The first card you pulled, what was it?
Wisdom. That's your present.
Accelerated motion. Was that the first one?
So the accelerated motion. So that was the second card. That was the past. So like I said, I have a feeling that was like, it was Kai. You didn't plan Kai.
She has heard her lifetime number is 8. That's why I was curious.
Because it was 8. Oh, yes. That's funny. That's so funny. See? The symbolism in that has to exactly do with Kai. I had no idea her life path was 8.
Yeah, perfect.
Crazy things.
I like that foundation.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, when we find out who Mr. Mister is, we got to call him out and take a picture of him and see if it matches up.
Right?
The red triangle. So you know anything about a red triangle? Whenever you meet somebody you think you like, girl, I say, you got a red triangle? What you got to do with the red triangle, boy? Oh, goodness. Yeah, we've been on an hour. Again, I had said, quick update, but quick follow-up, but you know how I do. Boy, I get distracted and we get into the energy and start doing readings. Dos, D, are you going to call in? Is it your reading day? What's going on? Thank you, Roxanne. I'm glad for you to be here. I feel like very privileged. I take your opinion very close because we're right there, you know? You showed up just in time, Dose, for me to hang up or what? Is that what you're getting? Every time you do that. Sorry, that's not what we do at this podcast, Captain. This is all energy, frequency, and vibration. We're shifting our energy and focusing on the good things and the positive things. So, yeah. Positive love and light. Forrest, you are so much right now. So what's going on? I think we're going to wrap up, you guys. I think we're about done for the moment. You guys have to tune in to Miss Sue's podcast. Whenever I see her go live and I got some time, we're going to finish up her reading there. So you guys look for Sue 35 and we'll finish up her reading there. I love Looney and Taz. I bet you, do you guys know each other in person, Looney and Taz?
Before you go.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know why I feel like you two together, that's going to be some crazy fun stuff, y'all. Just saying, like, when we do this Podbean little get-together thing, we got to watch Taz and Looney. They're going to be going crazy. They like y'all feed off each other's energy, though.
I have a question, okay? This is very important.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I'm trying to get a plant, okay? Okay. Should I get Lucky Bamboo or a Bonsai?
I can't hear you.
So bamboo, you don't have to worry about as much. And Bonsai, you got to take care and you got to know exactly how to take care of it. It's more more energy to put into the bonsai than the bamboo.
Oh, okay. And I'm louder because there's a lot of plants in there, and I can breathe really well because the air is fresh. My lungs are full of shit. So I'm going to go now. And fuck you, Captain Yoga.
You guys, just so you know that plants have an energy and a frequency. And so you were drawn to those two plants. Maybe you should look into the Asian spirituality. I smoke plants too, Dose. Me too. We elevate our minds here at the Holy Shift Podcast. We shift our energy, we elevate our minds, and we spread love and positive energy. Your plants. I got some concentrated plants as well. Herbal's got some good plants. I've seen some pictures. I was just scrolling through my pictures, and my mom's plants are beautiful plants. But Yori? Oh. Who said Yori? You know who that is.
They're trying to talk to Rich. They just called me Yori. Because I just looked at the first of the first.
Dose, you always come in. Like I said, I'm going to be really quick because there was other people on. And then I was just going to go off because I was reading. And then Sue had a reading. And I did what? I did three readings right now. But when you're ready later, Dose, Dos, D, whatever room we're in, I will say I love y'all. But me and Dose are going one-on-one into my chat. And we'll go live, just me and you. You better call me and we'll do a reading. Because every time you be skirting around the fact. No, you don't have to call him for an appointment. But when you're not busy and I'm not busy, like I just had a whole hour to dedicate to the thing. And then I've got to go and deal with the children and all that fun stuff. So, but I will read you. This is an ongoing, I owe you situation. Anybody and everybody, if I've given you a reading, please send me a testimonial. I'm working on this website, and I'm going to put them on there. And, yeah, I appreciate every single one of you for coming in and sharing your time with me. I know, Dos, Dosi, I'm a horrible mom for putting them before my friend on Podbean. I really do love you all. I appreciate you showing me support, and I appreciate you letting me read you. I appreciate your vulnerability and opening up to me and letting me know that I am valued and you appreciate my insight. So I will be back soon. I'll be in everybody's pod. Roxanne, we got to do a show together or something, Roxanne. I feel like our energy can, like, we'll do some crazy stuff together. Me and you, we got to do something. We got to cook something up. You know my email, right? Poe for 2020? I don't know. I don't want... Jimmy! Welcome, Jimmy. Here, let me type my email real quick. I was just going to go off, Jimmy. I was going to hang up. I've been here an hour and a half. Did you tune into the interview? Or it was readings? I'll be the spiritual leader, definitely. Definitely will be the spiritual leader. Sending love to everybody. No worries, Jimmy. I love you. She did publish the show, so definitely I'll find the link and send it to Looney or PG and so they can get it to you. You really need to get a show Instagram or something. So that we can keep in contact with yo ass. But much love. We are going to spread love and light for 2020. We're not talking about any politics. That's what I've got to say. And I will see you guys soon. Yeah. See you guys soon. Bye, Yana. Bye.
Bye.